The award-winning musical revival Chicago continues to razzle-dazzle 'em on Broadway. Since its opening in 1996, Chicago has been the fifth longest-running show in Broadway history. Its enormous success has spawned national and international companies, which have played in 16 countries in 5 different languages. An equally successful film version was released last year, which won Chicago the Academy Award for Best Movie of 2002. This generated enough interest to create a new national company of the show, which is now touring throughout the United States. Chicago is a musical about murder, greed, corruption, violence, and show business. As they say in the show, things we all hold near and dear to our hearts. Well, that may be stretching it a bit, but what Chicago has that keeps audiences coming back is a show-stopping score by John Kander and Fred Ebb, choreography by Bob Fosse, and a slinky, sexy chorus of dancers that has earned its reputation as Broadway's most electrifying show. Bianca Marroquin stars as Roxy Hart, a married woman who has gone to jail for shooting and killing her lover. Extensive press coverage elevates Roxy to celebrity, something she has craved all of her life.
The amazing thing about Chicago is this story, no matter what country you put it in, and no matter what period you're in, people identify with it because it's stories that happen. It's happening right now. The manipulation of the press and relationships. I mean, people that are going through a trial because they committed a murder, or so they are accused of committing a murder, and then they are converted to celebrities.
They're gonna wait outside in line to get to see Roxy.
Think of those autographs I'll sign. Good luck to you, Roxy.
Bianca Marroquin, an actress from Monterrey in northern Mexico, starred as Roxy Hart in the Mexican company of the show and was recruited by New York producers to reprise the role on Broadway. What Ms. Marroquin didn't realize was that not only was her personal reputation at stake, but as a Mexican, so was the reputation of her people.
So I got called by my producer one day, and he goes, okay, here's the script. In 2 weeks, you're going to Broadway to do the show for a month. What? I'm like, and then, okay, I was preparing. I was studying my role in English during the day and doing it in Spanish at night for those 2 weeks. Then I got to Broadway, and I opened, and everything went well, too, and they accepted me, the cast, and everybody was really nice to me, the audience. We had standing ovations. It was just brilliant. And then I'm finding out, when I'm reading all the newspapers back in Mexico, the magnitude of the situation I was in. I found this out. I didn't know myself. I'm the first Mexican woman to lead a role on Broadway. Yeah, Mexican, because there are a lot of Latins, like Puerto Ricans, but I didn't know myself. So it was big pressure, big responsibility. I was not only representing myself and my talent, but also sort of like an ambassador for my country.
Ms. Marroquin says this also meant reinterpreting her role of an unrepentant murderer a little differently for an American audience.
For instance, my character as a woman in Mexico, and the way I was brought up, I really took the character more like apologetic to the audience. All the time I did something like, or screamed or killed somebody or said something that wasn't really nice. I would always follow a little hee or a little laugh or something to apologize to people. And that's why Roxy could get away with it in Mexico, I think. But I didn't do it planned. It's just the way I was. And when I get here, we had a 2-week process of rehearsals with direction and with choreographers. Walter Bobby guided us, and he spent a lot of time with me and told me, you don't have to worry about that here in the States. I mean, open up. You're not in Mexico. Forget about that very apologetic woman. And he was the one that made me realize how I was doing my character. I didn't know until now. And it's great.
Look at my baby and me. A dream of a duo. Now don't you agree? Why keep it mum when there's nothing to hide? And what I keep done must reveal is more than I can keep inside.
Bianca Mara-Queen, who continues to play Roxy Hart in the current touring production of Chicago, is not the first international star to play the role on Broadway. There has been a kind of cross-cultural star exchange with such actresses as Uta Lemper from London, Petra Nielsen from Sweden, and Anna Montenero from Germany. Mexican actress Bianca Mara-Queen says she hopes she can be an inspiration to other Latino women who dream of playing mainstream musical theater roles.
If I could just motivate or inspire or give them initiatives for doing whatever they want, I mean, that for me is, that's my mission. You see, I'm on a mission here. I just love doing that. Or when people come up to me and say little things like, oh my God, and I've always had this dream, and now that I see you, I know it's possible. Yes, like use me as an example. Or I love that. So, you know, I hope a lot of everybody, I just want to call everybody to come see the show, but also a lot of Latinos, you know, come and let's share the moment together.
An act that's unassailable. They'll wait a year till you're available.
Chicago was recently translated into Italian for its opening in Milan last spring. In October, the tale of murder, greed, and corruption will be heard in Russian for the first time when Chicago plays in Moscow. Evidence that a little razzle-dazzle can go a long way, no matter what language it's in. This is Robin Rupley.
You got no talents.
Razzle-dazzle-um.
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 And they'll make you.